So the same message that he's preaching and the same passage is the same that I prepared for the prayer meeting this morning. So it's very, very special. And we actually didn't really communicate beforehand. We just sort of happened this way.
And
we really want to thank the Lord. The Lord is really at work, and we're thankful. Today's passage is going to be in Colossians chapter 3:4-14. Every year around this time, people will often clean out their homes and straighten up things. And they'll take some of the old things and they'll throw them out. And also, our house is currently preparing next year to move to a different house. And so we're quickly taking the things that we don't need and don't want and getting rid of them.
我们送的送, 捐的捐,
so we've been giving some as gifts, donating, and some just throwing out in the trash. Otherwise, we'll just end up taking our junk from one house to a new house. And so during Thanksgiving, they went out shopping some out on the street. During Thanksgiving time, went out shopping, and this hotel saw all the ways that Americans were buying all these gifts for Christmas.
我礼拜六在 check-in 跟礼拜天 check-out的时候,
so from when he checked in on Saturday to when I checked out on Sunday,
我就被从 shopping mall 买东西回来的人所有的礼物挡在门口那边。
So he sort of blocked the people came back from buying their gifts, I was blocked and couldn't get in and out of the hotel area.
And so
because the people bought so many things, they couldn't even take them up to their room, they had to just leave them in the hotel lobby.
弟兄姐妹,其实你可能已经非常的清楚,
brothers, so you're probably very clear about this.
今年你们在感恩节疯狂购买的商品, the things you bought this year,
so all the things that you bought this year,
很可能会成为明年的垃圾,
very likely will become next year's trash.
因为你们已经非常的清楚,
you're always very clear in understanding this.
因为你们前年跟去年买的感恩节的礼物,
because the last year and the year before that's presents have already become this year's trash.
所以圣经告诉我们说我们的财宝在哪里我们心也在哪里。
So the Bible is very clear that wherever our treasure is, there our heart will be also.
所以不要把我们的心放在垃圾桶里面。
So don't take your heart and put it in the trash can.
把我们自己藏在圣经神的话语当中。
Instead, put your heart and your mind into God's Word.
今天我们从使徒保罗在哥罗西教会的教导。
So today we'll see Paul as he teaches the church in Colossae.
什么旧的东西是我们必须要把它丢掉的?
What types of old things that we need to get rid of?
什么新的东西是我们必须要珍惜的?
And so what types of new things and good things do we need to cherish and consider precious? I hope that today that this will serve as a reminder, as an encouragement to each of us.
我们一起来念今天的经文,我们请...
We're going to be reading the passage together in Colossians 3.
帮我按一下好了。 我们请讲中文的弟兄姐妹，我们从第三章四到八节。等一下，英文的念英文的弟兄从九到第十四节，我们请念中文的弟兄，我们一起先念。来，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。 所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、蛇情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就是与拜偶像一样，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那叛逆之子。当你们在这些事上活着的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以致分恶毒、毁谤，并口中的护卫的言语。英文。
So let's read in English, chapter 3, and we'll read on this side 9 verses 14, if you would, please. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, these put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Let's pray. Lord, Father, we come before you and we give you thanks. Thank you so much for giving us your precious word. Lord, watch over us now, each one of us, brothers and sisters. Open our hearts, open our ears. God, let your word help us and encourage us. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to,
Paul is asking the question, we need to think about this, why is Paul encouraging us to take these things that do not please the Lord and throw them out? And the answer is in verse 4.
他就说,
it says that Jesus is our life.
他显现的时候,
when he appears in glory, we also will likewise appear in glory. We also have in Christ a new life. And so we need to cast aside and abandon this old self, which is at once enemies with God. Because our life is now a life that is to glorify God. All the way until the point when Jesus comes and he returns.
保罗告诉我们说, 我们曾经都是叛逆之子。
We have been crucified with Christ.
我们也来神的愤怒。
We were once children of wrath.
所以当我们脱去我们的淫乱, 我们的污秽, 我们的蛇情, 我们的恶欲和贪念, 拜偶像的行为之后,
so that is that after we cast aside the sexual immorality and filth and evil desire and lust and greed, we become a new creation in Christ. We should not be conformed to the image or the pattern that we once were before we were saved. So Jesus warns us, just as he warns the person in John 8, neither do I condemn you, go, and from now on sin no more.
所以说我们穿上了新的衣服之后, 我们蒙了神的恩典, 我们就要把旧的不讨神喜悦的行为丢掉。
And so after we believe and we have a new clothing in Christ, then we're to take the old and we're to cast it off. But after we cast off this old that we don't need anymore, we have to fill this void with something. Unless we end up becoming what happens in what Jesus warns about in Matthew.
马太福音说到乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。于是我要回到我所出来的屋子里面去，到了就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，收拾好了，便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都住进去了。那人幕后的情况比先前更不好，这邪恶的时代也是如此。
In Matthew it says in verse 43, when the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but it finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came, and when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also will it be with this evil generation.
所以我们必须要把这块空洞填上神所赐给我们的怜悯、恩慈、谦卑、温柔如饮奶。
So we knew as new creations need to fill this void with God's mercy and kindness and humility and gentleness and meekness and patience.
我们都听过一个非常有名的丹麦作家一个安徒生童话的故事。
So there is, many of you maybe have heard of this, written by a Danish person named Hans Andersen called The Emperor's New Clothes.
他的短篇小说就叫《国皇的新衣》，他讲述了两位承诺给皇帝做一套新衣服的织布工。
So in the story, there were a couple weavers who were to make some new clothes for a king.
他们说这件衣服对那些不适合他们的职位。
So they were to make clothes that what they said was if someone is unworthy or stupid that they would not be able to see it.
愚蠢的就是不能看见，他们就不能没办法看见。到最后一个小孩子大声喊说，但是他根本没有穿衣服啊。
So in the story, what happens is a child then screams out that he's not wearing any clothes.
自大。骄傲
pride and arrogance
最后变成自取其辱被公开的羞辱都是这个故事的主题
the theme of the story is that there is a pride and an arrogance that then quickly transfers into just humiliation and publicly shamed before all the people
弟兄姐妹你我今天应该还是穿着国皇的新衣的
We need to be wearing the king's clothes ourselves.
但是今天我们穿上了却是君王的新衣。
But we're wearing the Lord's clothes.
你现在穿着君王的新衣，就是因为第十二节所说的。
We're wearing these new clothes because of what it says in verse 12.
就是因为我们是神的选民，是圣洁蒙爱的人。
It says, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved."
神拣选了我们，神让我们成圣，我们被他所爱。
God has chosen us, and He's chosen us as His beloved ones.
他把这件礼物白白的送给了我们。
He's taken this gift and He has just given it to us for free.
并不是因为我们靠我们自己能力赚取回来的。
It's 再说一遍。
并不是因为你用你的能力赚取回来的。
It's not because of your own ability that you used.
来是因为神爱我们
But it's because of God's love for us.
他把那尊贵的君王的新衣披在你跟我的身上
He's taken his valuable gift of the king of the Lord and he has given it to us.
你没有受到羞辱的原因是因为我们的君王耶稣基督已经为我们的罪恶承受了那最极大的羞辱
The reason why we are not shamed is because Jesus Himself is the one who has taken the shame on Him for us.
就是因为我们的自大、我们的愚蠢跟我们的无能。
Because of our own incompetence, our own problems, our own sin and pride.
他被公开的羞辱，被钉死在十字架上面。他的宝血才能洗净我们一切的罪。
He has been publicly shamed for all to see, and then his precious blood is then given to us to cover us.
以至于今天你我可以穿着洁白的衣袍。
And so even today we can wear this clean white robe that he has given us. And it's only by wearing this and by following that we're able to walk here to and from and not be dirtied by the world. It's just like in the Garden of Eden.
耶和华神把亚当跟夏娃赶出伊甸园之前,
and so before God had kicked out Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden,
他先用树叶帮他们系了遮羞用的衣服,
and so he used something to cover them, to help clothe them as clothes.
就像保罗在11节跟12节这里所说的,
it's just as Paul says in verses 11 and 12 here of Galatians 3.
神的拣选不在乎你我的身份,
God's election of us is not based on our identity.
不在乎我们的国籍,
it's not based on our nationality.
不在乎我们皮肤的颜色,
it's not based on our skin color.
神的拣选在乎于神的主权,
it's based on the sovereignty of God.
因为他说, 我要恩待谁就恩待谁, 我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁,
he says, I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy, I will show compassion on whom I will show compassion.
你那件肮脏的衣服被挪去,
he's taken these dirty clothes and cast them off.
不是因为你够聪明,
it's not because you're really smart.
不是因为你够英俊,
it's not because you're so handsome or good looking.
不是因为你忠诚,
it's not because you're faithful.
不是因为你很讲话很有趣,
it's not because you're an interesting or funny person.
是因为神的恩典临到你的身上,
it's just because God's grace has come upon you.
他说他的怜悯,他的爱中来拣选了你,
his love and his compassion has motivated him to select you.
所以我们被拣选, 我们就有责任要穿上这个怜悯, 慈爱, 谦虚, 温柔,
because we have been chosen, we then have that responsibility to then clothe ourselves with compassion and humility and love and all of the things that Paul shares here.
所以说我们穿上新人,
so as we put on the new self, then we then show ourselves to be a new person. Besides also cleaning up around my house,
我还要把我在Post-Gazette的办公室里面清理干净,
I also have to clean up my office at the Post-Gazette where I work.
因为再过两天我就要离开我工作了23年的报社,
because in a couple of days I'm going to be leaving the workplace that I've worked at for 23 years.
你们很多都还没出生呢,
some of you haven't even been born since that long.
两个礼拜前我递了我的辞职信,
and so a couple of weeks ago I turned in my resignation letter.
我进去老板办公室之前我心里面非常的紧张,
I was really really nervous before I went into my boss's office.
也非常的害怕,
I was really afraid.
毕竟这是我人生当中第一封辞职信,
after all this is the first time I've ever submitted a resignation letter.
我也很担心他的反应,
I was really worried about his response, what was going to happen.
我怕他反应非常的高兴,
I was afraid he's going to be really happy and clap.
感谢主你终于要走了, 我等了这个23年了,
I was waiting for you to leave for 23 years, finally you're leaving.
但是我跟我老板说了之后, 他非常的惊讶,
but after I spoke with my supervisor, he was really surprised.
但是他也非常尊重我的决定,
but he respected my decision.
然后我出来碰到一个刚进去Post-Gazette只有2年的同事,
then after that, I ran into someone who's only been at the Post-Gazette for a couple of years.
他哭出来了,我跟他讲了这个消息之后,
he or she was crying after I told her the news.
因为我一直都非常照顾他,
Because I took care of her,
and
looked after and encouraged her. I'm not the best photojournalist at Post Gazette. A lot of people are a lot better than I am. But I was very popular. A lot of times reporters and editors, whenever they're doing their work, as I'm doing photography for the stories that they're covering,
他们很多时候会说, 哦, 感谢是你,
I'll say, oh wow, I'm so thankful it's you that's helping. Because I have a couple characteristics.
我容易宽恕,
I love people and I'm very easy and quick to forgive people.
很多时候,
a lot of times when these reporters or editors will make mistakes, a lot of people oftentimes will curse and yell at them.
很多时候都在抱怨他们做错事情,
just complain like, oh, you messed up big.
但是我常常跟他们说没有关系。
I'll just say, that's okay, no problem.
我爱人多过我爱事情的本身。
Because I love people more than I love things.
因为你对人没有兴趣的话, 你对他们所做的也不会感到兴趣。
So if you're not really interested in people, you won't be interested in what they do.
所以说你对他们所做的没有兴趣, 就是因为你不够爱人。
You know, just if you don't have any real interest in what they do, it just communicates that you don't really love people.
保罗告诉我们说,
Paul is teaching Christians that we need to realize and study this lesson of forgiving people.
原因就是主耶稣基督已经先饶恕了我们。
And the main reason is that Jesus himself has forgiven us.
饶恕别人最大的益处,
and the greatest advantage or benefit of forgiving
也是最好的一份礼物,
is also the greatest gift.
就是把自己从罪里面释放出来。
It's taking yourself out of the grasp of sin.
这份礼物你可以一直留在最后直到见主面的那一天。
And that gift that comes from forgiving continues to return until the Lord Jesus returns.
这份礼物你不用把它丢掉。
You don't need to throw that one out.
为什么我们常常紧紧抓住那些旧有的东西呢?
Why do we often pursue these old self type of things?
我记得我儿子小时候有一个玩了很久的那个 stuffed animal.
One of my children was younger, he had one of these old tough dolls or stuffed animals.
我小儿子有一件很臭的 blanket.
It has a really ugly blanket.
你们可能也有这些东西。
You guys might also have those types of things too.
为什么你们都不把这些旧的东西、烂的东西丢掉呢?
Why don't you just throw out these old yucky things and throw them away?
为什么? 是因为我们真的是留住那旧有的回忆吗?
We have these things that we remind ourselves with that we hang on to.
为什么我们不愿意丢掉那些不讨神喜悦的东西?
Why aren't we willing to throw out these things that don't honor the Lord?
是因为我们缺乏安全感, 还是我们缺乏对神的信心?
Is it because we lack a sense of safety, or is it we don't have enough faith to entrust this to the Lord?
在整理我的办公室的时候,
As I was cleaning out my office at work,
23年来, 其实我收集了不少摄影的奖状、奖牌、奖杯。
Over these 23 years, I've collected all sorts of awards and medals for my work.
我拿了一个很大的垃圾桶,
took a big trash can,
把我所有的奖牌、奖杯、奖状全部丢进那个垃圾桶里面去。
Took all of my awards and certificates, all these things, and just threw them in the trash can.
包括我们今年得的那个普利兹突发新闻奖的奖状，我就一下子就把它丢到垃圾桶里面去。Including
the Pulitzer Prize that we got for the breaking news award, just threw that in there as well.
因为当有一天我们在白色大宝座审判台前。
Because one day when I appear before the throne of God,
我们面对审判的主的时候,
as we are faced with God and the judgment before Him,
他不会只问我为什么只拿一个普利兹奖,
He won't ask us, why do you only have one Pulitzer Prize to present?
他不会只问我为什么只拿了一个年度最佳摄影季节奖,
He won't say, oh, why did you get only one Photographer of the Year award?
因为我知道, 这些东西在神的眼中是毫无价值的。
Because all of these things that we could take before God are worth anything to Him.
主耶稣基督会问我说, 为什么你放过这个传福音的机会?
Jesus will ask, why did you throw out and not use these opportunities to share the gospel?
所以说从今以后,
from now,
我也再不会得到什么普利兹奖了。
I won't be obtaining any of these Pulitzer prizes anymore.
我再也不会赢得年度最佳摄影记者奖。
I won't get any of these Photographer of the Year type awards.
但是从今以后
，But from now on，
我所追求的是能够在拣选我的主耶稣基督面前。
Is that I might, one thing that I want to do is pursue the Lord Jesus.
领取我一生所竭力追求的奖项。
And work with all of my might to receive the award that is the good reward.
就是忠信又良善的仆人奖。
And that is to hear the Lord Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
这个奖除了个人以外，我也希望这个是一个团体的奖。
We pray that this will be something that we all would be striving towards as a team, as the.
我们 Peace 宝环教会，我们一起来追求忠信又良善的教会奖。
And that's what we want to do as a church here at PCCO is to pursue the Lord and to hear Him say this, to receive this as a reward for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前。
Heavenly Father,
谢谢
we thank you so much as we come before you.
谢谢你对我们，你的话语成为我们的提醒。
Thank you, Lord, that your word can become to us a good reminder.
也成为我们的帮助。
It also becomes a help to us.
帮助我们脱离旧有不讨神喜悦的东西。
Father, help us, Lord, as we encounter you and your word, that we would put aside and cast off the old self and all of these old things.
我们愿意披上新的人的样式。
Lord, we thank you that we would also be able to put on the new self which pleases you.
谢谢主继续的让我们有善良、温慈、忍耐。
Father, thank you. We pray that you would help us to continue to have goodness and patience and kindness.
让我们一生当中能够所做的事情是蒙神喜悦，是荣耀神的事情。
Father, help us for our whole lives to do things that honor you and that give you glory.
帮助我们教会的每个弟兄姐妹。
Help this church, all the brothers and sisters here.
在新的一年，我们立志。
Father, that we would decide in this new year.
追求那忠信又良善的管家仆人奖。
That we would seek the reward that comes from the Lord Jesus, of well done, good and faithful servant. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.